Good evening from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa, the Gateway Arena. We get set for NAIA National Championship Volleyball. It is day number 5. 32 teams entered, 2 teams remain. They both hail out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are the Dort College Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. Familiar foes reacquainting themselves. They met a little over a month ago, or right at a month ago, with Dort College prevailing in Hastings. Hastings defeated Dort College earlier in the season with a 3-1 win in Sioux Center. Should be a dandy. Dort College going after their first ever NAIA National Championship in any sport. It's the first time Dort College is playing for an NAIA National Championship. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you. Right back on the concourse. Back on court number 1, where Dort College has prevailed in a couple of contests already this week. The Dort College Defenders and Hastings College Broncos, fittingly, both 6-0 in tournament play here at the NAIA National Championship. Both teams have cut their way through the field. Dort College, 18-3 in sets. Hastings College, 18-2. 18 in the Dort College Defenders going through their warm-up paces right now. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to set the table. Dort College versus Hastings, the NAIA National Championship, in just a moment. We do have a little time until our first serve. First serve is going to be about 7:05 today. Dort College versus Hastings. Two teams met twice in the regular season. They split on their opponent's floor. Oddly enough, the home court didn't hold much advantage for either team. Here this evening, it's great to see a multitude of Dort College fans. They have filled up the half of the seats allotted to them. There's a sprinkling intermixed with the Hastings College crew. And the balcony, they've started seating up in the balcony earlier today. They set a record for the semifinals with just under 1,300 people in attendance for those two semifinal contests. Let's take a closer look at the matchup between these two teams. If there is a team that has as much momentum as Dort College right now, it is the Hastings College Broncos. Hastings is 32-3 this season. They have won 9 matches in a row since a 3-1 loss to Dort College back on November the 5th. The Broncos are 6-0 at the national championship and 18-2 in sets. They have sweeps over Union, Jamestown, Biola, and Eastern Oregon, and a 3-1 decision over Park and Missouri Baptist. The Broncos average 13.2 kills per set. They have a team kill efficiency of 265 and average nearly 2 points per set on east serves and 3.2 points per set on blocks. Logan Drupal averages a team-high 2.9 kills per set with 1.8 blocks per outing. Sage Meyer has a 2.8 kills per set average. Katie Plack's average is 2.61. Plack also puts up 5.7 assists, and Claire Hamburger's assist average is 4.9. Emily Filsinger has a team-high 49 service aces. Plack has 46. Jill Box has 40. She also is the leading digger with 4.3 per contest. The Dort College Defenders are 28-7 and finished the GPAC season with a 13-3 mark. They were third behind Hastings and Midland, who tied for the regular season crown at 14-2. Dort's longest winning streak was 6 matches. The Defenders have never lost back-to-back matches. Dort's losses in league play were to Doan, Hastings, and Northwestern. Defenders were stopped in the semifinal round of the GPAC postseason tournament in a 3-0 loss to Midland back on November the 10th. 4 of Dort's losses are to teams that advanced to the round of 16 here at the NAIA National Championship. Brooke Granster leads the team with a 4.22 kill per set average and a 3.61 kill efficiency. Emma Altena has a 2.86 kill per set average, and Julia Lindberg's average is 2.11. Jamie Gasink accounts for 10.81 assists per set, and she and Granstra each have 2.55 and 2.58 digs per set, respectively. Elizabeth Keel and Haley Moss average 1.87 and not 1.94 kills per contest. They're both averaging just under a block per set. Altna has 58 ace serves. Gasink and Lindberg have 34 and 25 service aces each. Aubrey Drake has 23 ace serves to go with 2.17 digs, and Summer Jansen's dig average is at 2.9 digs per set. Jill Scouten average leads the team in digs per set at 3.53. The defenders average 13.6 kills per set with a 256 kill efficiency, and they get 1.51 points per set on ace serves and 2.21 on blocks. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of how these two teams arrived at this point right after this. Hastings beat Park this morning 26-24, 24-26, 25-17, 26-24 to get to this point. Sage Meyer had 16 kills and 16 digs. Drupal had 15 kills and was in on 8 block assists. Plackey had 28 assists. Hamburger had 25. Jill Bax topped the team with 19 digs. Hastings had 1 service ace and 12 service errors. Dort College turned away Midland 3-0 this morning with set scores of 25-17, 25-23, and 25-16. Brooke Granster led Dort College with 16 kills. Altona had 13 with an ace serve. Granster had 7 digs and was in on 7 blocks. Jansen had 11 digs, and Gasink recorded 38 assists. Dort College and Hastings played twice this season, with each team winning on the road. Hastings won in Sioux Center September 17th, 25-22, 25-17, 20-25, and 26-24. They were led by Meyer with 14 kills. Drupal had 9 block assists. Altona and Keel each had 10 kills in the loss. Scouten had 23 digs, and Gasink had 37 assists. In the November 5th meeting, Dort College won 21-25, 25-19, 25-21, 25-12, with Granster putting down 16 kills. Altona had 13, with Gasink recording 46 assists. Scouten had 17 digs. We have had the introductions of the players. We have had the singing of our national anthem. We are just about set for first serve. It said we were scheduled for a 7:05 first serve, and it appears that we will be right on schedule. And wow, what a crowd. It's a beautiful sight here at the Tyson Event Center. Filled to capacity for court number one. They'll be spilling over into the balcony area as well as this continues to fill in. I would imagine one of the larger crowds that the championship has had since it moved here to Sioux City. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And we are about just about set for volleyball. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR, made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics, join the DGC by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing: insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. The Dort College defenders set to receive serve. And we are just about set for volleyball. And it's underway. Aubrey Drake gets it over to Gasing. Slide over to Granster. Granster with a kill. Brooke Granster puts it away on the slide to the right. Dort College laying the cards out on the table right away. Going to Brooke Granster on a slide. And the Dort College defenders lead it 1-0. Brooke Granster has had as good a tournament as anyone. Emma Altena a little bit too much on that serve try. She serves it long and out of bounds. Emma Altena with the service ace, and we are getting situated and just underway. 1-1 our score, our first tie, our first of many anticipated ties. I doubt that we're going to have big separations in this one just simply because the two teams are so familiar. Of course, all of that can change if somebody just gets on an absolute roll. Outside Lindbergh, Lindbergh into the net, point Hastings. Hastings on the attack, error, records the point, and Hastings leads it 2-1. So a service error by Altena, and now an attack error by Lindbergh, and Hastings has service once again. Hastings serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasink. Outside it comes. Lindbergh off high hand, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gasink. Slide back over to Granster. Granster with the swing, and Granster with the kill. We're tied up 2-2. Brooke Granster with her second kill. And the North College defenders set for service. This will be Jamie Gasink. So Gesink will serve. Hastings set for serve, receive, taken middle back. Here come the Broncos. Set comes right side through the block, and a kill for the Broncos. And putting it down was Jennifer Klott. Klott with a kill, attacking from the right side. Now serving for the Broncos will be Claire Hamburger. Hamburger, a 5'9 sophomore from Hastings, Nebraska, averaging 4.9 assists per set. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gesink, slide over to Moss. Moss on the slide to the right, unable to put it down. Here comes Hastings, attacking, pushed to the side. Saved by Lindbergh, gets it back over to Granstra. Granstra with another kill. Brooke Granstra with her third kill, and we're tied 3-3. 3-3 our score. Granstra now with service, and for Hastings, I would imagine they breathe a bit of a sigh of relief as Granstra goes to the back row. Granstra serve a floater, controlled by Hastings. Hastings goes outside over the block, and the kill. Sage Meyer with the kill. Sage Meyer with her first kill. She's averaging 2.8 kills per contest for Hastings. And Hastings leads it 4-3. 4-3 our score. Hastings has back-to-back points. That was at 1-2. Other than that, it's been point and point thus far to 4-3. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gesink. Shoots it out wide to Lindbergh. Lindbergh down the line kill. Julia Lindbergh with her first kill. We're tied 4-4. 4-4, Lindbergh with her first kill, averaging 2.1 per contest, the sophomore from Margate, Florida. Served by Jansen, controlled by Hastings, set right side, tooling it off the block for the kill. That is Hastings' Katie Plackey. Plackey makes it 5-4. Broncos with the point. Serving now for the Broncos will be the libero. And this is Jill Bax, taken by Dort College and Jansen. Gesink over to Moss. Moss off of the tape and down. Logan Drupal was there to try and block it. Moss records the kill, and the defender lead. Defenders tie it at 5-5. Jill Scouten with service. Scouten, one of three seniors in the rotation for the Dort College defenders. Floater controlled by Hastings. Here come the Broncos. Set goes to the middle. Drupal blocked by Keel and Altena. This time they go right side down the line. Saved by Dort College. Keel touches it to Altena. Altena over the swing. Hastings scrambling. They get to it. Passed over the net. Free ball. Comes to Granstra. Gets it over to Gesink. Slide to Keel. Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her first kill. Dort College scores back-to-back points. They go up 6-5. 6-5 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Scouten. Jill Scouten with service, controlled by the Broncos. They'll attack nearly an overpass. Drupal tries to go get it, and we've got a back row attack called on Hastings. Point Dort College, and the Dort College defenders get the point on an attack error by Hastings' setter. Serving again for Dort College is Scouten. Scouten off the side of her hand, wide and out of bounds. Point Hastings. So a service error by Scouten. And the Broncos have service. This is Katie Plackey. Plackey with service. And Plackey served. Taken by Granstra. Dumped over by Gesink. Controlled by Hastings. Here they come outside and through the block for the kill. Hastings College getting that kill from the outside by Casey Krolikowski. Krolikowski makes it 7-7. Krolikowski records her first kill. Jump serve, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gesink. Gesink shoots it over to Altena. Altena blocked at the net, point Hastings. That is what Hastings does best. A block put up, Drupal a big part of that. Drupal averaging 1.8 blocks per set. She was the conference player of the year. She is a middle blocker. Low hard serve taken by Granser, gets it to Gesink, comes over to Keel. Keel with the tap of the kill. Liz Keel ties it up, 8-8. Tie number 7 of set number 1. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake, the sophomore, loops it over, taken by Hastings. They'll attack out of the middle, blocked by Granstra on the attack by Drupal. Now down ball, saved by Altena. Gets it over to Gesink, shoots it back over to Altena. Altena off high hand, saved by Hastings. Broncos attacking, set outside, left side. And a kill for the Broncos and Krolikowski. Krolikowski with her second kill. Krolikowski records her second kill. Hastings leads 9-8. 9-8, Hastings with service. Short serve taken by Skouten. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Blocked at the net. Now great. Gasing tries to go up and to send it back over. And Gasing's attack is long and off of the back line. An attack error by the sophomore setter. And Hastings has opened up a two-point lead at 10-8. Serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Altena. Double block. Puts it up. It's still on Hastings' side. They kept it on their half. Jansen to Gasing. Gasing unable to put it down. A joust. Hastings controls. Tapped over with a backhand. Saved by Drake. Now an overpass. Gasing gets up to block it. Picks it clean now. Comes back over to Altena. Altena dug by Hastings. Broncos attacking. Set left side over to Meyer. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back to Altena. Altena down the line. Dug by Hastings. The rally continues. Meyer through the block. Saved by Jansen. Comes back over to Granstra. Blocked at the net. Saved by Dort College. Gasing. Altena. Altena tools it off the block. Saved by the Broncos. Broncos will pass it over. Free ball to Dort College. Comes to Drake. Drake. Gasing. Gasing. Quick attack. Granstra unable to put it down. Hastings scrambling, and we've got a player under the net. Kill for Granstra. Brooke Granstra will get credit for the kill, an extended volley. And the Dort College defenders, Emma Altena, has service. 10-9, Dort College down one. Altena, the sophomore, with serve. Served it off of the back line the last time. This time keeps it in play. Hastings attacking outside Meyer. Meyer around the block, saved by Dort College. Kept alive by Scouten. Back over to Lindbergh. Roll shot saved by the Broncos. Broncos come back to Meyer. Meyer around the block. And Meyer into the block. Into the net. Point Dort College. And we're tied 10-10. Meyer with an attack error. Dort College ties it up 10-10 with back-to-back points. Emma Altena with service. Altena serve controlled by Hastings. No, an overpass. Lindbergh tries to put it away, and she does. Drupal unable to get a hand on it enough as she slowed it up, but none of her teammates got to it. And Lindbergh makes it an 11-10 contest on the overpass and the put away. Julia Lindbergh with her second kill. Altena with service. Top spin serve controlled by Hastings. Hastings, Drupal. Drupal kill. Logan Drupal with the kill. Drupal, a 6'2 senior from Schuyler, Nebraska. Filsinger with service. Broncos and Dort College tied 11-11. Jump serve to the sideline is wide and out of bounds. Sending it wide was Filsinger, and Dort College takes the lead back at 12-11. Filsinger with the service error. And Jamie Gasink has service. Gasing serve controlled by Hastings. Hastings on the attack down the line and a kill. So another kill for the Broncos. We're deadlocked at 12-12. 12-12 our score. Hastings with service. Claire Hamburger serving. Her serve controlled by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Comes outside. Lindbergh mistimed her jump. And she taps it over the off speed. And the kill for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the kill. It's 13-12, Dort College by a point. Serving again is Granstra. Points coming grudgingly for both teams right now. Set backside, right wing. And on the attack, on that attack from the right, was Katie Plackey. And Plackey hits it long, and Dort College has a two-point lead. An attack error by Plackey. Short serve and an ace. An ace serve for Brooke Granstra. For Granstra, that is her 23rd serve this season. And the defenders lead it 15-12. 15-12, our score. Set number one, Dort College with the lead over Hastings. Hastings uses a timeout. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort and Hastings have played a lot in postseason action this year. Both Dort College soccer teams ended up making the trip to Hastings in early November for the GPAC tournament. And now the Dort College defenders and Hastings meeting on the biggest stage the NAI has to offer, the national championship match. After the timeout, we have to wait, and we are set for volleyball. Jump serve by Granstra, a floater controlled by Hastings. They'll attack right side into the block, saved by Jansen. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the top of the block, hits it long and out of bounds. Lindbergh with an attack error. And the Dort College defenders trail 15-13. I wouldn't say a lot of nerves, but it does appear that both teams a little bit less relaxed than they have been in past matches. Serve catches the tape, rolls over. Granstra gets it back over to Moss on the set by Gasink. Now passed over the net by Hastings. Jansen, Gasink, Gasink, Keel. Keel tools it off of the block, kill. Elizabeth Keel banks it off of the block, her second. Dort College leading 16-13. 16-13, our score. And the serve is controlled by Hastings. Hastings into the net, and we have an attack error by the Broncos. Broncos as well. A few more errors than I've seen them make here in Sioux City on a regular basis. Krolikowski, one of those right there, just hit it squarely into the net. Point defenders, Dort College leading 17-13. Set goes right side over the top of the block, saved by the defenders. Comes back over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net. To the block put up by, I believe, Katie Plackey, or was that Jennifer Klott? That was Plackey. And the Dort College defender lead is 17-14 after the block by Hastings. Backs with service. Her serve taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing, shoots it over to Altena, banks it off of the block. Hastings recovers it. This will be passed to Jansen. Jansen saves it for Dort College. Granstra from behind the spike line. Hastings scrambling. They get the set left side. Might have been a double. Dort College attacking again. Passed over the net, and we have a back row attack called on the Dort College defenders. Jill Backs with service. Dort College leading 17-15. Serve taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Moss. Moss, odd angle. Kept it in place. Set right side. Tapped and saved by Moss on the cover. Jansen with a set back over to Altena. Altena with a swing and the kill. That cover came from the most unlikely person, the 6'6 Haley Moss, racing over to cover the tip. Emma Altena with her second kill by my count, and the Dort College defenders have service. This is Jill Scouten, controlled by Hastings, and out of the middle with the attack is Drupal. Drupal with a kill. Drupal with the kill. And the Dort College lead is 18-16 as Hastings tries to mount a comeback here. Serve to the sideline, taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasink. Gasink with a dump and the kill, 19-16. Gasink with her first kill today. Jamie Gasink gives Dort College a three-point lead. Serving is Aubrey Drake. So Dort College now the third time through the service rotation. Aubrey Drake spins it and lets it fly, controlled by Hastings. Back over to Drupal. Drupal unblocked out of the middle, and that's not going to cut it. Logan Drupal with another kill. Got to get up and slow it down at least. Do something with it. Serve is into the net, and Hastings. Michaela backs into the net. Dort College maintains the three-point lead after the service error. Hit that one almost into the bottom of the net. Logan Drupal with three kills already for Hastings. Emma Altena with service. Low hard serve. Hastings attacking. Drupal that time around the block. Covered by Drake. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Blocked at the net. And Hastings reading that play. They get the block put up. Drupal and Klott on the blocks. And the Dort College lead is 20-18. 20-18, our score. Hastings with service, and Hastings, this is a problem they had earlier today against Park as well. They had a dozen service errors in four sets. So a service error, and the Dort College defender lead is 21-18. Jamie Gasink with service to the sideline, and Jamie Gasink serves it into the net. So Gasink with a service error, and the Dort College defenders lead 21-19. 21-19 our score. Hastings with service. Serve, floater, taken by Granstra, gets it to Gason, comes back over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Moss lets it go by after it goes by her left shoulder. It drops out of bounds. Point Door College, Moss with the kill. Haley Moss records her second kill today. Jump serve by Granstra. Floater is off the back line, and both teams really testing the limits on the serve line. North College leading 22-20. Granstra with a service error. North College had a little bit of this last night when they were playing Columbia. Myers serve taken by Jansen, gets it to Gason, comes back over to Keel. Keel through the block. Here comes Hastings. Hastings into the block, and Lindbergh unable to close it. Point Hastings. Hastings back to within one at 22-21. I believe that's Plackey who got the kill, and the North College defenders call a timeout. That's North College's first timeout. Both teams have now used a timeout. Back with more after this. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Set number one, best of five match. North College leading Hastings 22-21. Hastings has service. Hastings has scored 2 points in a row. That's where we are right now. And the Broncos have service. This is Sage Meyer serving. And a little bit of time as we wait for the service. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joyner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile, by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Jump serve by Meyer. Meyer into the net, point North College. So Meyer with a service error, and the defender lead is 23-21. Summer Jansen has service. Jansen, cross-court serve, controlled by Hastings. They'll throw it left side through the block, saved by Jansen, gets it to Gasek, comes back over to Moss, unable to put it away. Keel is going to be called for a ball handling error. Keel whistled for the ball handling error. North College forced out of system. Jamie Gasink had to make first contact on the coverage of the block. Taken by Granstra. Gasink outside. Altina. Altina kill. North College on set point now, 24-22. Emma Altina with her third kill this evening. And the North College lead is 24-22. Serving for the defenders will be Jill Scouten. So Jill Scouten, the deep serve, controlled by Hastings, nearly an overpass. Hastings scrambling. Gasink had to get it. Gets it over to Keel. Keel, Altina, kill! North College. Oh, they call the antenna. They say the antenna was brushed. Altina. Negate the kill by Altina. And it is now 24-23. So an attack error by Altina. After that one brushes the antenna, the back line judge called it almost immediately. Taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasink. They go to Altina again. Altina with a kill. This time there's no call. North College wins it 25-23. Emma Altina with her fourth kill, and the North College defenders take a 1-0 lead in this best of five match. Back with more in a moment. Taking a look at the numbers through one set of action. North College for the set, a 195 kill efficiency. Hastings, a 188 kill efficiency. 15 digs for Hastings, 16 for North College. North College recorded the lone ace. Service errors, 4 for the defenders, 4 for the Broncos, so that cancels out. Hastings better at the net defensively. Three points for blocks. North College, one block. North College, 15 kills, though, to 10 for Hastings. North College led by Julia Lindberg, Emma Altina, and Elizabeth Keel. Brooke Granstrahl with 3 kills for Hastings. Logan Drupal with 3. Casey Krolikowski, Jennifer Klott, and Katie Plackey with 2 kills apiece. North College leading 25-23 in set number are winning set one. Set number two on the way, set to begin shortly. And it will be Aubrey Drake serving for the defenders. Tense battle in set number one. We expected that. Dort College rallies at the midpoint and then comes away with a victory. Set goes to the middle, pushed over the net by Drupal, saved by Scouten, gets it up to Altena. Angle shot, kill. She tools it off of a block. It ends up down on the floor, and Emma Altena has her fourth kill, and the Dort College defender lead is 1-0. 1-0, our score, serving Dort College. And serving again will be Aubrey Drake. Here comes Hastings, outside set, off high hand, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink, outside Altena. Altena banks it off of the block. Hastings salvages it, now through the block, and a kill for the Broncos. Aubrey Drake unable to race to that one. Getting a kill, I believe that was Krolikowski. That's who I'm going to give it to for the time being. Trouble reading the black numbers on the dark red jerseys. Serve is taken by Drake, and Drake probably went after one that was going to be out of bounds. Now to the back line, and Granstra's pass over the net is just long and out of bounds. Point Hastings. 2-1 our score. Hastings with service. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing and the kill. Took a little while to determine. Hastings kept it in play longer than I had thought. Brooke Granstra with the kill. Brooke with her fourth. And the North College defenders tied up at 2-2. Emma Altena with service. Altena, one of three sophomores, four sophomores in the regular rotation for the defenders. Down ball, taken by Scouten, gets it to Giesink, comes back over to Granstra, change of pace, had the block right in front of her, went around it, and hitting it to the back line is Meyer, comes back over to Lindbergh with a kill. Julia Lindbergh with her fourth kill, Dort College spreading it around this evening. They went to Granstra early on, and now they're starting to spread it around, and the outside attacker's getting a little better angle on it. Altena with service again. Altena, serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Emma Altena over the ace serve, her first, her 59th of the season. Dort College leads 4-2. 4-2 our score. And serving again is Altena. Altena jump serve to the back line. Hastings covers it. They come outside to Meyer. Meyer blocked at the net. Point Dort College. Defenders lead 5-2. 5-2 our score. Can't say enough about the student section for the Dort College defenders. Win or lose tonight, they have shown up and shown up big. They have filled the end zone behind the Dort College, or where Dort College was serving from earlier. Altena's attack again scrapes the net, falls over. This time Hastings covered it, tapped over by Giesink. Here comes Hastings, one-on-one, Meyer. Meyer hits it wide and out of bounds, point Dort College. An attack error by Meyer, and the Dort College defenders have a four-point lead at 6-2. And there's a timeout on the floor charged to Hastings. Hastings uses a timeout, trailing 6-2 early in set number two. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Emma Altena will have service for the defenders. Dort College leading 6-2 early on in set number two. Hastings uses a timeout to regroup. Dort College now with service. Meyer gets to it. She'll get the return set off high hands. Hastings covers it. Pushed over the net by Drupal. Here comes Dort College. Set right side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing, and we've got a player in the net for Hastings. I believe that's Drupal. Dort College leads at 7-2. That will go as a kill for Lindbergh. Julia Lindbergh with her fifth kill, and the Dort College defender lead is 7-2. 7-2 our score. Serving Altena. Altena spreading it around this time. She went down right sideline last time. Goes cross court this time. Drake with a save. Hastings on the overpass, though, and Jennifer Klott puts it away. Klott stops the run of 6 points in a row. So Klott puts it away for the kill. And the Hastings College Broncos have service. Broncos serve taken by Drake. It's Lindbergh gets it over to Granstra, and Granstra hits it into the net. So that was a busted play. Granstra almost made something out of it. Granstra will get charged with an attack error. Unfortunately, you got to charge somebody with that error for the point. Serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Here comes Hastings attacking right side off high hands. It falls on Hastings' side. Point, Dort College. So the Dort College defenders, Jamie Gasing with service. Gasing serve controlled by Hastings. Hastings attacking off the block and the kill. Hastings College Broncos with service. After that block put up by Jennifer Klott, it's 8-5. 8-5 our score. And the Broncos have served. Dort College controls it. Gasing, Granstra, Granstra kill. 9-5. Granstra puts another one away. Brooke Granstra with her fifth kill. And serving for the defenders will be Granstra. Granstra floater taken by Hastings. Broncos attacking Meyer. Meyer with a power tip. Saved by Granstra. Reddit got it over to Gasing. Now Moss. Moss kill! Haley Moss with the kill, her third. Haley Moss attacking from the right side, and the defender lead is 10-5. Moss, the 6'6 junior from Sioux Center. Granstra floater. Hastings scrambles. They get to it. Passed over the net by Meyer. Here comes Dort College. Granstra over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it to Keel. Keel tips back corner. Controlled by Hastings. Broncos attacking. Set right side down the line. Saved by Jansen. Now joust at the net. One out by Hastings. Dort College covers. Jansen gets it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Controlled by Hastings. Broncos shoot it outside to Meyer. Meyer over the block. Saved by Jansen. Unable to keep it in play. Point. Hastings. Hastings has service. This is Sage Meyer. So Sage Meyer with service. And Meyer's jump serve taken by Jansen. Gasing has to run for it. Bumps it up towards Gasing. Granstra. Granstra unable to put it away from behind the spike line. Power tip saved by Granstra. Bump set by Lindbergh, by Gasing over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with another kill. She's got six. Dort College leading 11-6. Serving is Jansen. So Summer Jansen with service. Jansen the floater to the back line. Saved by Hastings. Hastings out of the middle. Blocked at the net. Keel. Keel puts it down. The attack by Andrea Jameson, and the Dort College defenders get a block from Liz Keel. A solo block, and the defenders extend the lead to 12-6. Summer Jansen, low hard serve, controlled by Hastings. Hastings comes back right side, hitting it wide and out of bounds. No touch at the net. The attack by Katie Plackey. Dort College leads 13-6. So Plackey with an attack error, and the Dort College defender crowd has more reason to roar. They lead 13-6. Timeout on the floor. Back with more in a moment. Timeout charged to the Hastings College Broncos. They used one at 6-2. They used another one here at 13-6. Dort College one set 125-23. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Summer Jansen with service. Jansen's floater controlled by Hastings. Broncos attack. Set right side. Cross court. Saved by Gasing. Up and over, though, to the back line. Saved by Granstra. Gets it back up to Alton. Alton over the swing. Controlled by Hastings. Here come the Broncos. Over the top of the block. Saved by Jansen. Keel chases it down near the net. Gets it up to Alton. Alton unable to put it down. Now tap over. Saved by Moss. Moss a little wild with it. Comes back to Granstra. Granstra over the tap shot. Controlled by Hastings. Hastings attacking right side. Down the line. Saved by Jansen. Comes over to Gasing. Gasing. Altena. Altena with a swing. Block. Point. Hastings. Eventually, Hastings wins the marathon point. Katie Plackey with the block. And the North College defenders lead 13-7. Broncos have service. Logan Drupal is in the front row. Serving for the Broncos will be Jill Bax. Bax from the left side of the service line, taken by Dort College. Gasing outside Altena. Altena off high hands, kill. Altena records the kill, her fifth. Lindbergh has six unofficially. Altena has five. This is Jill Scouten with service. Scouten serve. Here comes Hastings. Drupal tipped by Scouten up and over. Hastings will reload. They go to Drupal again. Saved by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing outside. Altena blocked at the net, but down on Hastings' side. Point, Dort College. Emma Altena making something out of nothing that time. That set was off the antenna. She was falling away. She somehow angled it off of the blocker. And the defenders get a point, leading 15-7. Sideline serve, Scouten. Here comes Hastings. Right side attack, Plackey. And we have a touch by Granstra. Granstra probably goes after one she'd like to have back. Plackey with a kill, her third. It's 15-8. 15-8 our score. Plackey with the kill. And now Plackey with service. Taken by Jansen overhand. Gasing pushes to the back corner, kill. Jamie Gasing, heady play by the sophomore setter. Dort College leads at 16-8. Jamie Gasing with her second kill of the day. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake. Jump serve controlled by Hastings. Hastings attacking. Set goes outside. Blocked at the net. Gasing puts the block up on Casey Krolikowski, and the Dort College defender lead is 17-8. Dort College in front by 9. Set number 2. They won set 1, 25-23. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake with a jump serve to the back line. Saved by Hastings and back. Set goes outside through the block. Saved by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it back over to Altena. Left side. Blocked at the net. Covered by Gasing. Granstra touches it to Altena. Blocked at the net. Covered by Jansen. Joust at the net. Granstra pushes it over. Here comes Hastings. Attack right side. Blocked at the net. Now pushed back up by Gasing. Kept it alive. Drake bumps it up over to Altena. Altena tries for the home run. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Well, Altena will keep swinging, you know that. That time she gets the attack error. I'm reminded so many times when a player does that of Dort College volleyball coach, longtime volleyball coach Tom Vandenbosch. And his comment always was, you tip, you lose. Keep swinging. Hastings with service. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Altena, across down the line, kill. Emma Altena with the kill. It's 18-9, Dort College. Altena catches the tape. Could be an ace. It is an ace! It falls to the ground. The first passer had an arm on it, unable to keep it in play, and Emma Altena records her second ace serve. Emma Altena with service, the sophomore from Sioux Center. Emma Altena, serve, top spin, taken by Hastings. Off high hands, controlled by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra pushes it over. Here comes Hastings, cross court, and a kill. Nice shot. I believe that was Krolikowski that will get credit for it. It's either her or Klott. I have such a hard time with that 16 and the 10. I'm going to give it to Krolikowski. Krolikowski with a kill, at least on my stat sheet. We'll get it straightened out in between sets. Outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hand. Saved by Hastings. Dort College leading 19-10. Meyer with the attack. Down ball. Dort College attacking. Slide. Granstra kill. Shooting fish in a barrel. Brooke Granstra goes up. Surveys the court. The line is covered. She goes cross court instead. Dort College leading 20-10. Serving for the defenders will be Gasink. Gasink down the line, saved by Hastings and Meyer. Set right side, and we've got a ball handling error called on Hastings and Jamison. Point Dort College, and the defenders lead at 21-10. So ball handling error on the Broncos. Dort College up 21-10 in set number two, controlled by the Broncos. Set comes right side through the block, saved by Gasing, gets it over to Granstra, bump set right side, Moss. Moss falling away. Did anyone touch it? They did not. Point Hastings. Hastings trails 21-11. 21-11 our score. Hastings with service. Jump serve controlled by Drake. Moss has to track after it. Gets it back over to Granstra. Here comes Hastings, and Hastings out of the middle recording the kill. That's Jamison. Jamison with her first kill. And the Dort College lead is 21-12. Now remember, Dort College has two timeouts. Let's see if they can break this service. Drake to Gasink. Gasink outside. Lindbergh. Lindbergh change up. Here comes Hastings. Broncos with a bump set. To the outside, Meyer. Meyer with a stabbing save by Granstra. Pushed over the net by Lindbergh with one arm. Here comes Hastings. Pushed over. Dort College a chance now. Back over to Granstra. Granstra unable to put it down. Save left side. Meyer. Meyer covered by Gasink. Kept alive by Granstra. Comes back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh down the line. Kill Lindbergh! It ends up in the student section for the Dort College defenders, and the Dort College defenders lead by 10. The busted play, a couple of one-arm stabs, and that's where the Dort College energy that we've been talking about all week, it seems like they are the most energetic team here. It comes through for a point there in a big spot. Meyer with the attack, long, out of bounds, point defenders, they're on the cusp of taking set number two. Set number two, serving for the defenders, Granstra, Dort College leading 23-12. Serve to the sideline, controlled by the Broncos. They'll attack right side through the block and a kill for the Broncos. They trail 23-13. Well, for Dort College, you simply want to make sure you don't get cute here. Don't allow a long stretch. Focus in, finish this one off, and get to set number three. This is Sage Meyer serving for the Broncos. Meyer, fairly dangerous in the service line, 25 aces this season. Lindbergh gets it over to Gasink. Gasink shoots it over to Keel. Blocked at the net. Sab saved by Granstra and pushed down by Katie Plackey. Four kills for Plackey. It's 23-14. 23-14. Dort College by nine. Set number two. Dort College one, set one, 25-23. Serve taken by Granstra, comes back outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands, nearly falls to the floor. Hastings comes up with it. Dort College now a chance, set back over to Moss. Moss cross court, kill, Haley Moss. Haley Moss with her fourth kill. Got to pace myself a little bit. The throat is a little raw after this week. Serving will be Dort College and Summer Jansen for the set and a 2-0 lead. Jansen, floater, knuckleball taken by Hastings. Hastings sets right side down the line, taken by Jansen. Set outside, Altina. Altina off high hand, saved by Hastings. Here they come, set outside, through the block, and a kill. A kill for the Hastings College Broncos. It's Krolikowski with another kill. Krolikowski makes it 24-15. Jill Bax with service. Back serve, taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing, comes to Keel. Keel off high hands, taken by Granstra again as it was pushed back. Now Moss, Moss, kill. Dort College leads 2-0. Haley Moss scores the last 2 points for the Dort College defenders, and the defenders lead at 25-15. Timeout on the floor. We'll have an extended break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading 2-0. 25-23 and 25-15. Back with set number three from the Tyson Event Center in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders have taken the first two sets in this championship match, 25-23 and 25-15. Make no mistake about it, this one is far, far from over. This Hastings College team has not gotten to this point without being very, very good, and I anticipate a knockdown dragout here in set number three. Of course, some have told me that I always expect the worst, but we'll see what happens. Through two sets, Dort College, 30 kills, and they are hitting for a match kill efficiency of 232. Hastings with 20 kills, a 117 kill efficiency. Dort College 4 points off of blocks, Hastings 4 points off of blocks. Dort College 3 ace serves, Hastings 1 ace serve. Service errors, Dort College has 4, Hastings has 4. The defenders are led so far by Julia Lindberg and Emma Altena with 7 kills each. Brooke Granstra has 6. Haley Moss has 5. Elizabeth Keel has 3. And Jamie Gasink has a pair. For Hastings, they are led by Jennifer Klott with 6. 5 for Katie Plackey. 3 each for Kolakowski and Logan Drupal. 2 for Sage Meyer. 11 assists for Plackey. 7 for Hamburger. Jamie Gasink has 23 assists for the Dort College defenders. Altena has a pair of service aces. Summer Jansen has 17 digs. For the Hastings College Broncos, they are led in digs by Michaela Bax with 6. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. It's been a mixed bag for Dort College athletics today. Dort College women's basketball loses to Hastings 72-42. Men's basketball drops a 102-87 decision, despite, I believe, 34 points from Dalton Franken. Dort Blades get a win over Creighton to force a split in that weekend series. I believe that final was 5-1. Track and field sent athletes to the South Dakota State invite in Brookings both yesterday and today. Dort College distance runners competing at the half marathon hosted by Midland in Fremont. And I believe a couple of qualifiers in that as well for the Dort College defenders. They'll qualify for the marathon, which will be run in the spring. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And the Dort College defenders will get set for serve reception as we get started with set number three. Hastings will have first serve. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Kevin Gasink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. We are underway with set number three, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, back over to Granstra. Granstra unable to put it down. Here comes Hastings. Hastings to Meyer, taken by Jansen, controlled by Gasing, comes back over to Altena. Cross court, kill. Emma Altena with the kill for Emma. That is her 9th, and the Dort College lead is 1-0. So Altena with another kill to her match total. Jump serve by Altena. Here comes Hastings. Drupal out of the middle. And I believe if Hastings is going to make a charge back at the defenders, it will have to be with Drupal carrying the bulk of the load. Not quite certain on the rotation for Hastings, though. She gets one trip through the rotation, and that's it. She checks out now. She is not getting maximum swings for the Broncos. Jansen gets it to Gasink, shoots it outside. Lindberg, one-on-one blocked by Hastings. Point, Broncos. So a block for a point, and the Broncos have taken a 2-1 lead. 2-1 our score, Emily Filsinger with service. Filsinger with Hastings leading 2-1 in set number 3. North College leading in the match, 2-0. Filsinger serve, taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasing, back over to Granstra. Granstra, kill. Brooke Granstra with her 7th kill. North College continuing to have some success on that throw to the pin on the right side. Hastings didn't cover it. They went away from it for a while. And as Hastings was covering it, now they aren't quite as much. And Dort College getting back at it. Quick attack to the middle and a kill out of the middle for Katie Plackey. Plackey with her 6th kill. And the Hastings Broncos lead 3-2. 3-2 the score. Hastings with service. Claire Hamburger with service. Dort College attacking. Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Brooke Granstra ties it up 3-3. So Brooke with her 8th kill. And the North College defenders. With service, Granstra. Here comes Hastings. Hastings slide right side, tip to the sideline, and a kill for the Broncos and Plackey. Plackey with 7. Well, Hastings is trying to chip away here early on. Kind of got away from what they do best, and that is get into the quick attack and put it down where they aren't. They tried to go to simply a power game in set 2, and that didn't seem to work out very well. Moss sends it back to the middle of the floor. Granstra has to send it over. A free ball for the Broncos. Broncos attacking right side, and a roll shot and a kill for the Broncos and Plackey. Plackey with 8. Hastings has made some adjustments. They've gone to Plackey more here. I beg your pardon, that's Jameson. Jameson with those last 2 kills. That's number 8 rather than number 9. Serving is Sage Meyer for the Broncos. Meyer serve, taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back right side. Keel with a tap, controlled by Hastings. They'll set it left side into the block. Jansen tries to lunge, and they say that the ball was down on the floor. And it was from my vantage point. Certainly looked like it skipped, and Hastings has taken a 6-3 lead. I believe that is the largest deficit Dort College has worked against here in this tournament. They have not trailed much this tournament, other than some sets that they eventually lost. So I shouldn't say they haven't trailed by more. Tipped over by Moss. Hastings keeps it alive. Passed over the net. Free ball. Granstra, Gasing. Gasing with the set to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with a kill. She's got 4. And the defenders back up within 2 at 6-4. So the Dort College defenders need an answer, and they get one. Jansen serve, controlled by Hastings. Sets backside. Pushed over the net by Plackey. Dort College attacking. Comes back over to Altena. Blocked at the net. And Hastings starting to load up out there. They're trying to guard against the Dort College outside hitters rolling along. And they've been successful here in set number 3 in doing that. Jill backs with service. Hastings leading 7-4. Jill back, serve, taken by Jansen, comes back over to Moss. Moss power tip and a kill. Oh, they're going to call a lift on Moss. Moss called for the lift, so an attack error by Moss, and the Dort College defenders trail 8-4, and the defenders call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, back with more in a moment. Well, Hastings recovering from a 2-0 deficit to lead here in set 3, 8-4. The Dort College defenders winning sets 1 and 2, 25-23 and 25-15. And now the Broncos with control here in set 3. The Dort College defenders set for serve reception for the defenders. And serving for the Broncos will be Jill Bax. Bax to send it over. And Jill Bax with the jump serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, Moss. Moss into the net, point Hastings. So Moss, an attack error. And the Dort College defenders now working out of a 9-4 deficit. Jill Bax with service, the 5'5 junior from Lincoln. And Bax, her serve taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing, shoots it over to Altena. Altena off the tape, and Altena over the kill. Altona records the kill, but now Dort College has to do something they haven't had to do a lot of, and that is come back from more than 2 or 3 points. They've got to come back from 4 down now, 9-5. They were just down 9-4 moments ago. Jill Scouten with service. Scouten serve, and it's wide left. Point Hastings, and the Broncos get the point on the service error. 10-5 our score. And the Broncos have service. Take a Plackey serve. Dort College attacking. Altona. Altona goes cross court. There was no touch at the net. And Hastings taking control here of set number 3. It's 11-5 on the attack here by Altona. Hastings with service. This is Katie Plackey. Now there was that 10-minute break in between sets 2 and 3. And the serve to the back line, and that's one where Scouten thought it was coming shoulder high, and she let it go by her, and then it died on the end line. So an ace serve for Plackey, and the Broncos lead it now 12-5. 12-5 our score. Dort College calls another timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College on serve, receive as we resume play. Altona with a kill. Emma Altona makes it 12-6. Dort College down 6. So Emma Altona with 11 kills. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. 2010 was the first year that the tournament was held here in Sioux City. Jump serve by Drake. Dort College was a part of that. Set goes to Drupal. Drupal into the net. Point Dort College. So Drupal with an attack error. And the Dort College defenders trail 12-7. Serving again for Dort College is Aubrey Drake. Drake eyes it and sends it over. Jump serve taken by Hastings. Broncos attacking, quick attack. Drupal unable to put it away. Now here's Granster trying for the quick attack. Unable to put it down. Cross court dug by Scouten. Gasing squares up under it. Gets it over to Altona. Altona blocked at the net. Point Hastings. Well, Hastings has done a much better job of blocking the Dort College outside attackers here in set number 3. And that's how we arrive at this point now. Hastings leading Dort College 13-7 in set 3. Dort College leading in the match 2-1. Taken by the defenders. Slide back over to Granstra. And that time, Bax keeps it in play. One of the few times we have seen that slide defended by a back row player, and Bax did it pretty well that time for the Broncos. Broncos lead at 14-7. 14-7 our score. Hastings in front. The momentum swing here in set number 3 for Hastings. Taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back outside. Altona. Altona over the swing. Hastings read it. Set comes outside. Over the block. Saved by Dort College. That was Meyer on the attack. Altona over the roll shot. Saved by Michaela Bax. Right side attack. Hastings and scrambling for the second chance was Altona, unable to keep it in play, though. Point Hastings. Hastings with the point. It's 15-7. Broncos taking control here of set number 3. Serve controlled by Drake. Comes back over to Gasink. Gasink for the kill. Gasink dumps it for the kill. It's 15-8. Serving for Altona. For Dort College is Altona. Emma Altona sends it over to the back row, controlled by Hastings. They scramble to it. They've got down ball, and that time Altona and Scouten miscommunication. They both let it drop, and haven't seen much of that here in this championship week. Dort College up to this point, those back row players pretty spot on, and that time the drops right between them. And it's 16-8. Serve taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Time to recover for the Dort College defenders. Granster with a kill. Brooke Granster with her 9th kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 16-9. Not out of it by any means, but it does get tough at this level to make up 7 points. The other team needs to help you out. Serving is Gasing. Gasing, low hard serve taken by Meyer. Meyer sends it to the setter, and then trying to tip it over was Katie Plackey, and Plackey gets snuffed at the net. Dort College with a point on a block, and the defenders trail 16-10. Serving is Gasing. Gasing serve controlled by Hastings. Set left side over to Meyer. Meyer blocked at the net by Granstra. Point Dort College. Back to a five-point set, 16-11. 16-11, Giesing still with service. Serve is short, controlled by the Broncos. Broncos shoot it out again to Meyer. Meyer with a swing, and we've got a player in the net. Player in the net for Dort College, Point Hastings. Meyer will get credit for the kill. So Sage Meyer, who had or averages 2.8 kills per set, she's got three now. Serve controlled by Granstra, gets it over to Giesing, shoots it out wide to Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot long and out of bounds. Point Hastings. So an attack error by Lindbergh. And the Broncos threatening to take the first set, their first set of set number match this evening here in set number three. Moss on the slide to the right doesn't get on top of it, and the Broncos lead it now 19-11. 19-11, our score. Well, you either need something good to happen here for Dort College, or you just simply want to get out of this one and start fresh and set four, try to wipe it clean. Service is long, out of bounds. Dort College trails by 7, 19-12. Brooke Granstra with service. For Dort College, probably not the rotation that you're looking at to score a lot of points in a row right here. Meyer off high hand, saved by Granstra, gets it to Giesing, back over to Moss. Moss with a swing, covered by Bax. Right side attack, banging it off the block is Katie Plackey. Plackey with her ninth kill, and the Broncos lead it 20-12. 20-12, our score, Dort College down eight. Serving for the Broncos will be Sage Meyer. Sage Meyer with serve. Serve controlled by Granstra. Giesing has to chase it, and it goes too far out of play. Where the green and the tan meet, that is out of play. So an ace serve for the Broncos. And the Broncos lead 21-12 in set number three. Sage Meyer with serve. Jansen, Giesing, Giesing back over to Keel. Keel cross court, long and out of bounds, Point Hastings. So Keel with an attack error. It's 22-12. 22-12, the score. Sage Meyer serving. And Sage Meyer, the right-handed server, and her serve is long and out of bounds. Point Dort College, and the defenders trail 22-13. So Meyer with the service error. Serving is Jansen. Jansen controlled by Hastings. Broncos attack, set right side, off high hands. Saved by Giesing, gets it over to Granstra. Now Alpina off speed. Hastings pushing to the sideline. Stab saved by Moss. Hastings reloads. Comes back right side. Plackey unable to put it away. Dort College on the defensive. Granstra gets it to Giesing. Giesing Keel. Keel blocked at the net. And they're going to say four contacts. Four contacts against the Dort College defenders. 23-13. So an attack error against Dort College as a team. Broncos have serve. It's Jansen, gets it over to Giesing, shoots it over to Altena. Altena off the block for the kill. Altena records the kill, and for Emma, that is her 12th. 23-14, Dort College down by nine. Jill Scouten with service. So the defenders, after a fast start in sets one and two, unless they come up with something special here, it's going to be set number four. Logan Drupal out of the middle. Drupal with a kill. She's got five. 24-14. Hastings blowing Dort College out here in set number three. And the Broncos have service. Short serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesing. Tries to dump it over the libero. Controlled outside. It comes to Altena. Altena. Emma trail 24-15. Serving for Dort College again will be Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake lines it up, sends it over. The floater controlled by the Broncos. Broncos attacking, set outside. Over the block, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gason, comes back to Alton. Alton over the kill, 24-16. Dort College finally getting something going offensively here in set number three, but in all likelihood, too little too late. Aubrey Drake with service. Dort College serving with Hastings on set point. Drake serve, controlled by Hastings. Broncos attack. Drupal with a kill. Logan Drupal with the kill, and for Drupal, that is her sixth unofficially, and the Broncos come back to win set 3, 25-16. They fight off elimination. We head to set number 4. Our score, Dort College 2, Hastings 1. Back with set number 4 in a moment.
Dort College.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders lose set 3, and one where Dort College really wasn't in it. Hastings came out very focused and took advantage early on. Hit for a 346 kill efficiency, Dort College 032. Dort College 10 attack errors. That's easily the most in a set this championship series. 11 kills, 10 errors, 31 attacks. Hastings 11-2 and 26. For the match, Emma Alton leading Dort College with 13 kills, 7 for Julia Lindberg, 9 for Brooke Granstra. For the Broncos, Logan Drupal with 6. Jennifer Klott has 8. Katie Plackey has 7. Sage Meyer has 4. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Ploym Publishing. For all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955, and by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for commercial, farm crop, life, and health insurance located in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Hayward, and Akron. Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra are at the Sioux Center location. Their phone number is 722-0101. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake, and Drake serves it into the net. Point Hastings. Drake with a service error. And the Hastings College Broncos will serve. Michaela Bax. Bax to line it up and send it over. Back serve taken by Drake, gets it to Gasing, comes outside Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Point Hastings. Well, here come the Broncos. They lead 2-0 here in set number 4. The Dort College defenders leading in the match 2-1. But right now the confidence a little shaken, it appears. Gasing comes back over to Granstra off speed. Hastings on the return, dug by Jansen, and we have a player in the net for Hastings, for Dort College. Point Hastings. Hastings forcing Dort College out of system here. And the Broncos will be serving. Broncos leading 3-0 here in set number 4. You don't want to allow Hastings to run away and hide with this one. Alton off high hands. Hastings able to get to it. Hastings controlling play at the net right now. Meyer with the swing. Diving save by Jansen. Comes outside Alton. Blocked at the net. Alton covers it. Comes back to Gasing. Gasing, Granstra. Granstra kill. Dort College needs a little momentum to go their way here. Emma Alton has service. Both teams looking tired now. Got to find a way to generate some energy. Serving for the defenders, Altena. Altena with a jump serve, and Altena serves it into the net. Point Hastings. So a service error by Dort College and Emma Altena. And here come the Broncos, leading 4-1. Dort College needs to put together a couple of points. Can't allow Hastings to work with separation. Taken by Scouten, gets it to Gasink outside Lindberg. Lindberg cross-court kill. Julia Lindberg makes it 4-2. Julia with her 8th kill by my count. Serving is Jamie Gasink. Gasink with service. Our match not quite an hour and a half old. Here come the Broncos set outside, and a hammer and a kill from the right side. Kurlikowski records the kill. She checks out of the match. Checking in now for the Broncos will be Hamburger. So Hamburger with service. Her team leading 5-2 in set number four. Granstra over to Gasing. Back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing and the kill. Brooke Granstra with her 11th kill. And the Dort College defenders back to within 5-3. 5-3 our score. Dort College one set one and two. 25-23 and 25-15. Granstra now has service. Floater down the sideline taken by Meyer. Meyer gets the return set over the block. Saved by Granstra. Pushed over the net by Moss. Saved again by Hastings. Set right side down the line and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Katie Plackey. Plackey with an attack error. Dort College back to within a point, 5-4. 5-4 our score. Serving is Granstra. Granstra floater saved by Hastings. Set right side Plackey. Cross court saved by Granstra. Now picked out of the net by Keel. Saved by Granstra again. Passed over the net by Lindbergh. Here comes Hastings. Hastings with a push outside to Meyer. Meyer dug by Jansen. Kept it alive to Gasing. Gasing, Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot. Hastings will set right and banging it off the block for the kill is Plackey. Plackey with a kill at 6-4. 6-4 the score. Plackey now with 8 kills, I believe. And Hastings has service. This is Meyer. Meyer serve, sideline taken by Lindbergh. High pass to Gasing. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Point Hastings. A block put up by the Hastings College Broncos on Lindbergh's attack from the left side. And the Broncos lead 7-4 in set number four. Serving is Meyer. So Meyer will line it up, send it over. Taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasing. Back over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Point Hastings. Hastings leads 8-4. Back-to-back points on blocks, and the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout, trailing by four. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa, right after this.
At Dort College, we celebrate God's presence.
Sage Meyer with service. The Dort College defenders trailing Hastings 8-4 in set four. Dort College leading in the match 2-1. So Meyer will line it up and send it over. Meyer averaging 2.8 kills per set. That serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So Meyer with a service error. And the Dort College defenders trail by three. Serving for Dort College will be Summer Jansen. Jansen, controlled by Hastings. Broncos attack, set right side, cross court. Saved by Jansen. Beg your pardon, saved by Gasing. But Gasing, unable to get it up to a teammate, goes into the net and drops. It's 9-5. 9-5 our score. Hastings leading by four. Controlled by Granstra. Gets it over to Jansen. Now Altena. Altena around the block. Saved by Hastings. Drupal blocked at the net by Keel. Here comes Hastings again. They go outside. And tipping around the block, getting the kill is Plackey. Plackey with her 9th kill. It's 10-5. 10-5 our score. Hastings in front by 5 and doing what they did in set number 3. When they worked an early lead and then just simply rode that out. Set outside Altena. Altena blocked at the net. They're shadowing her now much better than they did in sets one and two. Altena's attack. Here comes Hastings. Pushed over the net. Taken by Granstra. Gets it to Moss. Moss with a kill. Hastings crowd wanted a carry. And serving for the defenders will be Scouten. 10-6, Hastings leading by four. Scouten's floater, controlled by the Broncos. Set comes outside, into the block, saved by Keel. Gasing bumps it back up over to Altena. Altena with the swing, Hastings tracks it down. Now this one will be passed over, free ball. Jansen, Gasing slide, Keel right, missed it. Hit it wide and out of bounds on the slide, point Hastings. Keel with the attack error, and the Dort College defenders trail 11-6. 11-6 our score. This is Katie Plackey serving. Plackey's serve is long and out of bounds. Point, North College. So a service error, and the North College defenders, Aubrey Drake, has service. Aubrey Drake, middle of the back line. And Aubrey Drake with her lofted serve, controlled by Hastings. Hastings attacking, and with the swing and the kill is Drupal. Drupal with a kill, it's 12-7. And Scouten that time takes that potential dig off the kisser, and Jill Scouten, right place, but Drupal went up basically unblocked, and she makes it a 12-7 Hastings lead. Serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out to Altena. Altena blocked at the net by Drupal. Drupal with another block. It's 13-7. Dort College might need another timeout. Well, Dort College had things rolling and sets one and two. Now Hastings has the momentum squarely behind them in set four. They lead it by six. Dort College has to come back. Set outside Granstra. Granstra off high hands. Here comes Hastings. Hastings attacking again from the outside. Saved by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing tries for the dump. Saved by the Broncos. Broncos making life difficult at the net for the defenders. Comes outside Altena. Altena unable to put it away. And that time it is tipped to the ground. Out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. Point, North College. North College with a 13-8 deficit to work through. Emma Altena has service for the defenders. And Emma Altena had a service error last time she was at the service line. This time she gets it over. Hastings pushes it back. Lindberg around the block and hit it just wide and out of bounds. Point Hastings. Hastings leads it 14-8. An attack error by Lindberg. Well, whatever Hastings has done defensively, they have cinched things up and made it much more difficult for the Dort College defenders. Serving for the Broncos, a jump serve. Taken by Scouten, gets it to Gasing. Gasing taps to the back corner, kill. Jamie Gasing with her third kill, and the Dort College defenders trail 14-9. 14-9, our score. Serving for the defenders will be Jamie Gasing. Gasing, the knuckleball serve, controlled by the Broncos. Broncos attacking right side, blocked at the net. Point defenders, Dort College trails by 10, 14-10. 14-10, our score. That block put up by Granstra. Dort College with service. Gasing serve, taken by Meyer. They'll set outside to Meyer. Meyer blocked at the net. Point defenders. Dort College back to within 3, 14-11. Back-to-back points on blocks. Hastings has seen enough. They want to call a timeout. Trying to neutralize the momentum is Coach Matt Buttermore. Hastings uses timeout number one. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the NAI National Championship right after this. Dort College is serving with Jamie Gasink. Hastings College Broncos will be receiving. Dort College trailing 14-11. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where Values Matter member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955. Off high hands, saved by Drake. Gasing sets outside Lindberg, taps it over. Hastings scrambles, pushes it over, controlled by Granstra. Gasing back over to Granstra, and we have a player in the net for Dort College. It's called against Granstra. Brooke Granstra on that quick attack. That set just a little too close to the net, and the Broncos have taken a 15-11 lead back. Dort College can't let them get any further away at this point. Hamburger with service, taken by Drake. Gets it to Gasink. Slide right side, Moss. Moss off of the block, kill. Haley Moss with her sixth kill. Well, Hastings now, they'll try to simply ride it out and play side-out volleyball. 3- and 4-point cushion, that is enough room to work with. Brooke Granstra has service. The defenders send their leading attacker to the back row to serve. Hastings attacking. Set goes outside Meyer. Meyer through the box. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Granstra. Granstra from behind the spike line hits it long and out of bounds. Timing wasn't quite there on that back row attack. 16-12. Granstra with a back row attack. Missed it long. And attack error charged against the senior from Sioux Center. Sage Meyer now with service for the Broncos. Her team up four. York College just trying to stay within striking distance and give themselves a chance with a little run at the end. Gasing with a bump set over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh bangs it off the tape. York College gets it returned. Gasing back over to Moss. Moss tips to the back corner, and it's long off the back corner. And York College a little tentative at the net right now. Moss with an attack error as she tried to tip it to the back corner. And the Hastings College Broncos lead it 17-12, and they're threatening to tie this match at 2 sets apiece. Sage Meyer with service again, controlled by Lindbergh. No, that's an ace serve for Meyer. Lindbergh didn't get quite squared up on that one, and Hastings has forged an 18-12 lead, and back come the Broncos. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College uses timeout number two. Back with more in a little bit. This is North College on Volleyball on KDCR, 88.5 FM.
North College.
Hastings College has forged an 18-12 lead. York College forced into a comeback situation for the second straight set. Things didn't turn out well for the York College defenders in this situation. Back in set number three, they ended up losing 25-16. York College moments ago had the lead down to 15-12. But a three-point run now by the Broncos, and Sage Meyer has service. Meyer's serve is long and out of the back, off the back line, out of bounds. 18-13, York College down five. So Meyer with a service error. And serving for the defenders will be Summer Jansen. Jansen serve controlled by Hastings. Broncos attacking, set right side down the line and missing it wide and out of bounds. The Broncos. That attack by number nine, Katie Plackey. And the defenders back to within four at 18-14. Served by Jansen again, goes cross court. Here come the Broncos, set back to Plackey. Plackey roll shot, pushed down by Keel. Hastings covers it. Comes back to Plackey. Plackey saved by Gasing, gets it over to Granstra. Bump set Altena. Altena change up, saved by Hastings. Blocked at the net. Hastings scrambles. They cover it with a pancake. Comes back over to Jansen. Now Gasing. Gasing Keel blocked at the net. Granstra gets to it. Gasing back over to Keel. Keel roll shot and a kill. Keel answers with a kill for the North College defenders on the changeup. She's got five, and the Broncos will use timeout number two. Coach Matt Buttermore has seen enough again. Calls it early, but when you're down 2-1, you don't want this one to slip away, obviously. And the Broncos use the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday night. Let's tell you who makes the broadcast of these matches possible. They include the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. So out of the timeout, the Dort College defenders trying to rally. And serving for Dort College will be Summer Jansen. Jansen has served the last 2 points for the defenders. Dort College on a three-point run right now. And Jansen, the junior from Sheldon, her serve taken by Bax. Here's the set right side down the line and hitting it long and out of bounds is Katie Plackey, point defenders. Plackey with an attack. Dort College as close as they've been in a while, trailing now 18-16. Serving is Jansen. Broncos attacking side by the defenders. Jansen gets to it. She sends it over. Here comes Hastings on the attack again. Blocked at the net. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with the kill! 18-17. Dort College somehow kept that ball in play. Jansen serve controlled by Hastings. Broncos attacking again. Plackey with a tip and Plackey with a kill. Katie Plackey with her tenth kill. That might have been Dort College's chance. Now Hastings still sitting on a two-point lead. Jill backs with service. Taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Altena, blocked at the net by Drupal. Now a joust at the net, won by Drupal. Dort College attacking, Keel to the back corner. Hastings scrambles, they get to it, sent up towards the net, passed over the net, free ball. Jansen gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out to Altena. Altena down the line, Hastings scrambles. Drupal gets the tap, controlled by Granstra, back over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss, blocked at the net. Hastings covers it. Broncos will attack. Set comes right side. Dug by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Altena. Altena cross-court kill. Emma Altena with another kill. She's got 14, and the defenders back to within a point at 19-18. Dort College with service. This will be Jill Scouten. Scouten floater controlled by Hastings. Broncos set right side. Controlled by Granstra, gets it to Gasing. Gasing to the sideline, too much spin, and it ends up out of bounds. Point Hastings. So an attack error by Gasing. She had the spot, just too much spin on it. Came off of her left hand awkwardly. An attack error by Gasing. Now Jansen gets it back over to Gasing. Got to have a short memory. Come back over to Altena. Altena banks it off of the blocker for the kill. And Emma Altena ties it at gets Dort College back to within a point at 20-19. Aubrey Drake with serve. Aubrey Drake with service, the sophomore from Rock Island. Dort College down 20-19. Set number four, Dort College leading in the match 2-1. And Aubrey Drake serves to the sideline, and Dort College again testing the limit on that sideline. And Drake sends it wide and out of bounds. 21-19, Hastings with service. Hastings leading by two. Broncos with serve. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside Altena. Altena rolls, shot, punched it over. Here comes Hastings. Hastings attacking Meyer, blocked at the net, covers it herself, comes back over to Meyer. Meyer blocked at the net by Gasing. Hastings will attack again. Meyer over the top of the block, change up kill. Well, Meyer didn't take the same shot three times in a row. The third one, she finally rolled it over the block for the kill. It's 22-19. Hastings extending the lead back to three. Meyer with her fifth kill. Here's Granstra with a swing. Hastings covers it. Comes back over to Meyer. Meyer over the top of the block, covered by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Outside Altena. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena makes it 22-20. Dort College not dead yet. 16 for Emma Altena. And the Dort College defenders trail 22-20. Serving is Emma Altena. Altena, top spin serve, controlled by the Broncos. Set goes to Drupal, and Drupal with a kill. Drupal with the kill. And for Logan Drupal, that's eight unofficially. And the Broncos lead at 23-20. Like to have a couple plays back in this one if you're Dort College. I'm sure Hastings feels the same way about the first two sets. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Let's see if Dort College can cook up a comeback. Lindbergh with a swing. Now Granstra on the block, tries to keep it in play. She does, but it's picked out of the net by Hastings. Dort College attacking. Back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing. Dug by Hastings. Hastings attacking. Through the block and the kill. Hastings now serving for the set. Trying to tie it up at two, to tie the match up at two sets apiece. Hastings leading 24-20. It's going to take something special here now. Dort College down by four. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Brooke Granstra with a kill. She's got 12. Dort College trails 24-21. You need three more points just to send it to extra volleyball. Serving for the defenders will be Gasing. Moss and Lindbergh in the front row along with Granstra. Floater. And that'll be an ace. There's 1 point. Gaysink with the ace for Jamie. That is her first tonight. Serving again is Gaysink. Gaysink floater controlled by Hastings. Broncos attack. Set right side. Bangs off of the block. Saved by Jansen. Passed over the net by Gaysink. Here comes Hastings. Broncos attack again. Set right side. Through the block and a kill. We're heading to set five. Casey Krolikowski with a kill. And the Broncos have tied the match up at two sets apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with a decisive set number five in a moment.
The first two letters.
To set five we go for the NAI National Championship. The Dort College defenders dropping set four by a final of 25-22. Hastings College Broncos digging themselves out of a 2-0 hole, and that 10-minute break in between sets two and three came at a great time for the Broncos. They had a chance to regroup. They had a chance to put together a little bit of a different game plan, and what they have done, to my untrained eye, is simply a fact that they have controlled play at the net. They have made it awfully difficult for Dort College to get any attacks from the outside, and the Dort College is now without the momentum. Dort College won sets 1 and 2, 25-23 and 25-15. Hastings has won sets 3 and 4, 25-16 and 25-22. And we get going with set number 5 here in just a moment. It's the race to 15 for the NAI National Championship. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. Hastings will be serving first, and we are underway. Scouten gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink blocked at the net, and we have a player in the net for Dort College. Gaysink had to chase that one a little too close to the net, and the Dort College defenders give up a point, 1-0. That'll go as an ace for the Broncos. Broncos lead at 1-0. 1-0, our score. Serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes outside. Granstra swinging from the left side that time. Again, swinging from the outside. Hastings, quick attack. Taken by Jansen. Comes back to Gaysink. Gaysink blocked to Granstra. Granstra on the slide to the right. Gets blocked, and the Hastings College Broncos get out to a 2-0 lead. 2-0, our score. Hastings taking early control in set number five. Set goes middle. Altena blocked at the net. Point Hastings. Hastings, an ace, a block, and a block. And they're doing what they do best. Their offensive numbers aren't great. Their digging numbers aren't great, but their block numbers are outstanding. Comes back. That's Jansen, unable to get a clean pass out of it. Gaysink with a swing. Down ball by the Broncos as they keep it in play. Comes back over to Granstra, and Granstra gets blocked. Not a recipe for success right now for the defenders. They trail 4-0 in set number five. You got to get a point. Right now, Hastings threatening to get in a position where they can run away and hide. Hastings serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it over to Alton. Alton over the kill. Dort College needed that one as bad as anything. Emma Alton finally gets one to sneak through. She's got 18, and the Dort College defenders trail by 3, 4-1. Serving is Emma Alton. This is set number 5. Hastings won sets 3 and 4. Hastings on the attack. Drupal. And Drupal's swing, dug by Altena, unable to keep it in play. Point Hastings. That's their first point in set number 5 off an offensive play. Drupal with her 9th kill. Hastings with the lead, 5-1. 5-1 our score. Broncos have service. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink shoots it over to Lindbergh. Blocked at the net. Point Hastings. Four of the first 6 points for Hastings on blocks here in set number 5. And we have a timeout on the floor. Dort College uses their first timeout, trailing 6-1. Dort College needs a rally. Back with more after this. Hastings has it rolling. Dort College needs to find a way to get the momentum back on their side. The defender set for serve reception. Dort College trailing 6-1. This is set number 5. We play to 15, so not much time. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Hastings College in front, 6-1. And the Broncos have owned the early going. They've owned basically everything from the start of the third set on. Dort College had a little rally in set number 4, but that was it. Jump serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Granster. Granster with a tap of the kill. Brooke Granster with her 13th kill, and the defenders back to within 4 at 6-4. Jamie Gasing had a little momentum at the service line in set number 4 towards the end. Let's see if we can put together a couple of points here. Gasing served down the line, controlled by Hastings. Hastings pushes it over, free ball. Moss back over to Granstra. Granstra too close to the net, and Brooke going up for the joust might have been a little too close. So an attacker on Granstra. Not going to fault Brooke for trying to make that play, but right now Dort College has to get back to what they do best. That's a quick attack to the middle to Granstra. Granstra with her 14th kill. Dort College trails 7-3. Dort College needs to make up a couple of points here. Granstra has service to the sideline, taken by Hastings. Hastings outside Meyer. Meyer with a kill. Meyer a little quicker on the attack. Moss a little late to the party in terms of the block. And the Broncos now lead at 8-3. 8-3 our score. And the Dort College defenders and Hastings College Broncos swap sides. I always think 10 is such a big number in this mat, in this set. Hastings leads at 8-3, up by 5. That's where the 5 came from. Set number 5, serving for the Broncos is Meyer. So Meyer's out of the front row. Overpass and pushing it down, Hastings. Hastings has been aggressive at the service line. Krolakowski records the kill, and Hastings now leads 9-3. 9-3 our score, and the Dort College defenders are going to need something, a 6-point comeback. Here in set number 5, the defenders use a timeout.
I came to Dort with sports on.
These two familiar foes battling through 4 sets. Oddly enough, Dort College 88 points, Hastings 88 points. And now the Broncos with service. They lead 9-3. They have owned set number 5 thus far. Set goes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh taps to the back line. And Hastings has succeeded in taking Dort College out of what they do best, what they've been doing well through this tournament. They've been attacking from the outside. They've been getting points from Altena and from Lindbergh with regularity. Now the block is there. Dort College going away from those attacks. Instead, trying to tip it. Saved by Dort College after the difficult serve. Set right side, cross court. And a kill for Hastings. Blackie makes it 11-3. 11-3 our score. Hastings has it rolling. Boy, they have taken the momentum. Said all along that they were a very solid team. That 2-0 lead for Dort College, a little bit of a shocker. Now an ace serve for the Broncos, and the Broncos can sense it. Dort College has used their timeouts. Now they just simply have you got to piece together some points. And I believe you've got to get a 4 or 5 point run right now just to make it manageable. And I still don't know that you've got enough time. Taken by Granstra over to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel with the tip. Controlled by Hastings. Broncos will attack. Set goes right side. And tooling it off the block for the kill. Katie Plackey. Plackey with her 13th. Dort College had so much confidence and momentum heading into this evening. They play it at such a high level, and that does take its toll, and I give credit to Hastings here. They have been solid throughout. Now Keel registers a kill for the Dort College defenders. It's 13-4. Elizabeth Keel with her sixth kill. Summer Jansen has service. Dort College needs seven or eight now. Jansen serve controlled by Hastings. They push it outside, blocked by Haley Moss. Point defenders, Dort College down 13-5. So a block point for the defenders on the Haley Moss stuff. Jansen serve controlled by Hastings. Hastings attacking. Set goes outside. Controlled by Gasing. Keeps it alive. Comes back over to Alton. A roll shot. Controlled by the Broncos. Broncos tipped down the line. Saved by Granstra. Here's Gasing. Comes back over to Alton. Alton over the kill. It's 13-6. So Altona records the kill, her 19th, and the Dort College defenders back to within 7, 13-6. Hastings will call a timeout. Back with more from the NAI National Championship. Set number 5, Hastings leading 13-6. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders trailing Hastings 13-6 here in set number 5. Summer Jansen has service. Dort College, you still need 3 or 4 more to make it interesting. Well, maybe 5 or 6, that'd make it real interesting. Jansen served to the sideline. Hastings attacking. They push it right side to Meyer. Meyer down the line, kill. No, that wasn't Meyer. That was number 9, Katie Plackey. Plackey with her 14th. And now Hastings on set and match point. Set and match point for the Broncos. Jump serve taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Outside it comes Altona. Altona blocked at the net. Point Hastings. Hastings wins 15-6. And only fitting the way Hastings has controlled play at the net that their winning point would come on a block on an attack by Dort College from the outside. 15-6, Hastings completes the comeback. Hastings College is the 2016 NAIA Volleyball National Champion. The Dort College season comes to an end with a 28-8 mark. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. Well, obviously for Dort College supporters, not the way you wanted this one to finish, and things look very promising after sets numbers 1 and 2. The Dort College won 25-23 and 25-15. Set number 3 was all Hastings as they won it 25-16. Dort College battled in set 4, got to within 1 late in the contest, lose 25-22. And then it's all Hastings for all intents and purposes in set number 5, 15-6, the final score there. I don't think we're going to be getting Coach Chad Hansen up here on the concourse as the post-match is filled with introductions, honors, and awards, and they're up to the Park Pirates, one of the semifinalists at this point. They'll have to take care of the other semifinalist, Midland, in just a moment. And then it's the runner-up Dort College and then the champion Hastings College Broncos. Here are your final numbers for the Hastings College Broncos and Dort College defenders. Set number 5, by the way, Dort College, negative numbers. 5 kills, 7 errors, 17 total attacks. Hastings, by comparison, 7-1 and 13. So they controlled play at the net, and really from set three forward, they controlled play. Dort College, 59 kills. Hastings, 49. Hastings 45 assists, Dort College 57. Dort College hit for a 117 kill efficiency. Hastings was a 190 kill efficiency. Dort College an 82 a dig total. Hastings 68. Ace serves, Hastings 5, Dort 4. Blocks, this is where it was won and lost. Hastings with 15 points off of blocks. Dort College with 9 points off of blocks. Hastings was led tonight by Katie Plackey's 14 kills. Jennifer Claude had 11, 8 for Sage Meyer, 9 for Logan Drupal, and 4 for Casey Korlikowski. 26 assists for Plackey, 19 for Claire Hamburger. 3 service aces for Sage Meyer. 22 digs for Jill Bax, 14 digs for Michaela Bax, 11 for Sage Meyer. Blocks, Logan Drupal had 7 assisted blocks along with Jennifer Klott. Andrea Jameson had 5 assists and 1 solo block. Emma Altena led Dort College with 19 kills tonight. Brooke Granstra had 14, 8 for Haley Moss, 6 for Elizabeth Keel, 4 for Jamie Gasink, 8 for Julia Lindberg. 48 assists for Jamie Gasink in the 5-set match. Emma Altena with a couple of ace serves. Jamie Gasink and Brooke Granstra with 1 ace serve each. Summer Jansen, 33 digs. Brooke Granstra had 13. Jamie Gasink had 11. Granstra was in on 7 block assists. Haley Moss had 4 block assists. Elizabeth Keel, 1-1. That's 1 solo and 1 assisted block. Once again, our final scores. Hastings defeats Dort College 23-25, 15-25, 25-16, 25-22, and 15-6. Let's give another break, and we'll be back with a final word from Sioux City right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
The teacher.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. They've just awarded Matt Buttermore, the Hastings College head coach, as the tournament coach of the year, or the coach of the tournament. There are several more awards coming, so let's take another break and try to fill you in on what those are. We aren't going to sign off yet, but we're going to take a break to make sure that I can catch who gets those awards. We'll do that right after
this. All do.
Well, the all-tournament team has been announced. 3 players from Dort College on that all-tournament team. No surprises, Emma Altena, Brooke Granstra, and Jamie Gasink. Had thought Brooke Granstra might have an outside shot at the player of the tournament, but with the championship going to Hastings, usually to the winner go the spoils, and Logan Drupal ends up as the player of the tournament, to go along with Matt Buttermore's coach of the tournament. And as I said, to the winner go the spoils. But I will say this, I would not trade Brooke Granstra, Emma Alton, or Jamie Gasing for anyone on Hastings' team. I am biased. I completely understand that. But I do like this team. And the Dort College defenders see a fine season come to a close on the biggest stage the NAI has to offer. And things don't always turn out the way you want them to. This one's going to be bitter, and this one's going to sting for a little bit, simply because somebody asked me what I learned over the last 13 years since Dort College last made the NAI National Semifinals. The thing I learned was it's awfully tough to get here. And for the Dort College defenders, this is an opportunity that they're going to feel like has slipped away. But at the same time, you get into competition, you prepare yourself as best you can, and the Dort College defenders, for the week as a whole, pretty well displayed a pretty fine level of play throughout, as evidenced through by their cutting their way through the NAI National Championship field all the way to the national title match, where they lose by a final set score of 3-2 to the Hastings College Broncos. That officially brings a close to our fall sports schedule. Basketball will take over. We'll be back on the air Wednesday evening with Dort College basketball at home against Midland. Saturday on the road to Doan. And then before you know it, we'll be into January, and then it's going to be track and field full throttle. Men's volleyball will be off and running, and basketball will be concluding its season. So thanks for sticking with me through the fall season. Hope you've had some fun. Hope you enjoyed the broadcasts, and thanks for keeping me company. Glad you invited me along in your cars and your homes to make me part of many fall and winter now evenings and afternoons. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.